one of my teachers is Raphael Kubelik. He's dead now. But and when I studied with him in Switzerland, we were talking about the egos of conductors. So that is important to remember in this story, the egos of conductors. The Symphony of Psalms by Stravinsky had just come out. And Raphael Kubelik took the score and he studied it. And he was going to perform it. And out came a recording of Igor Stravinsky himself conducting the world premiere of the Symphony of Psalms. So Raphael Kubelik went out and got a recording of Stravinsky's version of his work. Turns out that the recording was not lining up with the score. Stravinsky himself took different tempi than the score indicated. Now, if you know Stravinsky's, he doesn't fool around with his metronome markings. I mean, he is more on the scientific side. The absolute accuracy in tempo relation as designated by the metronome markings is very important in music by Stravinsky, very important. And so to have him, Stravinsky himself in his recording, not observe his own markings, that raised some eyebrows by Raphael Kubelik. So he had an occasion to talk to Igor Stravinsky before his performance. And Raphael Kubelik went up to Maestro Igor Stravinsky and said, "Now, Maestro, I've got a score here and I've got a recording, and the tempos don't line up. Which is correct, the score or the recording?" And Stravinsky immediately said, "The recording." And he lied. Remember, I'm talking about the ego of conductors. Igor Stravinsky could not handle anybody impugning his, challenging his conducting skills, you know. So his ego was a bit too large to concede that he screwed up on his own tempo markings. So Raphael Kubelik said he compared recordings to a canned fruit. He said every orchestra, all sort of sounds the same on a recording. You know, it's doused in this heavy syrup, you know, of the acoustical ambiance. So he said, fresh fruit is better than canned fruit, even when it is rotten. So Stravinsky, ego, large ego. You need to have a bit of an ego as a conductor because there's so many ways you can screw up. You just stand tall. Everybody can call you on it, you know.
Call you on it all you want, but I did it the way I meant to do it.
There you go. So it was just a trigger. You hooked into the defensive mechanisms of the conductor. You know.